Paul, based on the last 12 to 15 hours, I guess, can you kind of walk us through what it's been like for you since the end of last night's game and moving forward with your group here today and how practice was?
Yeah, absolutely not.
What did you get out of today's practice? Answer.
What's that? We got up and down the ice, hands and feet. We just came out of a real brutal stretch for us in terms of travel, and we're going to go back into one here. So short duration, move as quick as you can, get your hands and feet right, so don't put a quick load on them, not a heavy one.
A couple guys mentioned it kind of felt like the San Jose game a little bit for them. Can you compare it all, or do you just
I thought San Jose played better than the Islanders did. I mean, they won a hockey game against us, and but yeah, we couldn't close it out.
Dustin Byfuglien good to go tomorrow?
We always wait 24 hours. He was good to play today. Said he could have played yesterday. So if he comes back in feeling good, looking good, he'll be a player for us.
How much of a difference can he make?
He can do as much as any one player can do to your lineup, right? It won't, like we're 8-6 in this month against really good heavy teams and competition and travel. So we've won games without him. But he is a strong defender. You know, he's our, believe it or not, he's our best penalty killing defenseman. And he moves the puck, and he's a physical force, and he's important to us.
You were asked last night how you were going to try to correct some of the issues that have flared up here of late, and you said you'd have an answer today.
I had an answer in the room. Oh, find your own men.
I thought you meant you'd have an answer for us.
No. So we were good at a bunch of things, and we've got areas that this month we've shown to be very good at as well, and we weren't last game, and we really and it wasn't the entire night, and for big blocks of it we were just about right. Like, we want to make sure that we have respect for the New York Islanders, the best defensive team in the league, but I liked where we were, the shots in the foot that we inflicted were unnecessary, and those are things that the game doesn't change much for any team. You got to do a certain number of things right to win, and if you do these other things often enough wrong, you're going to have that mistake in your game. It happens on the goals that we scored against them, that you just got to keep that volume down. So there's, again, other things that kind of increase the chances of you making those mistakes, where you put pucks, where you are in your shift length, what your mentality is in the gray area between possession and not possession, how you're wired. We would say that there's probably a two-week stretch in March that we liked it as well as any time of the year. Really, really pleased with it. And then didn't like it very much last night at all.
So when you compare your team at this time last year, when you went 11-1 into the playoffs on quite a roll, what's the biggest difference from that to now?
Yeah, our opponents.
Yeah.
Take a look at that run, right? We had a nice stretch of games laid out well for us against teams that weren't making the playoffs, and we've had a stiffer run here.
And a big home block, part of that too. Though.
Big home block. Everybody feeling good. Everybody rested. One time zone.
Paul, when you have a young group, is there any benefit to maybe having some painful lessons here, not on the biggest stage of a playoff game, but that you can now hearken back to in a couple weeks and say, remember when we did this or remember when we did that, and hope they learn from it?
Absolutely. Like the danger then is that you then wasn't the right word. The danger with a young team is, especially when you've had some success, say this is that we're right there, that we don't have to learn anymore, that we don't have to get any, we just got to play our game, right? Well, your game's got to get better, and it has to evolve, and it has to continue to improve. And there are always checks and balances in the season. You take one on the chin, you have a tough loss that helps you kind of refocus in those areas that are absolutely necessary in the playoffs to win. And we've had some really good examples, even in losses this month, of great game, you know, really happy with it. And then we've taken a couple in the teeth here, which we would use then today in answering your first question and in answering your question. We would take that mindset to use that loss and identify the theme of it and make sure that we're a hell of a lot better at it tomorrow. So we would have worked kind of hard on that loss last night. It's not throwing up the 10 mistakes and saying, look at this mistake. It's where are we at that it created the environment for these kind of mistakes to happen? What are we doing around our play? If we fix, right? So if you can kind of fix the one thing that takes care of six of them instead of, hey, you know, you got to have your stick here, or you got to be right here. We didn't deal with the mistakes individually. We dealt with them as a theme.
Is Lauren
good enough? Okay, we're friends now.
Lauren Bressois, did he skate today on his own again?
A little on his own, yep.
So is he a possibility here in the next couple games? Or?
Not the next couple.
Does that mean Eric Comrie is going to get a game?
Oh, I thought you meant several. Did you say couple? Okay. Unless you're in Utah, right? Is that illegal? I thought it was legal. Okay, so if we're talking about, I don't see him coming in as the next two as part of our schedule. Where we get to in the several portion, that's twice in the same month, eh? I spend too much time up here, Brownie. Too much time.
So you're still in a dog fight here for top spot. So you just keep riding Connor Hellebuyck.
We're gonna put a guy in the net that we think gives us the best chance to win. Because again, we went from the East Coast to the West Coast, 17 of 19 road games outside our time zone since the All-Star break. There's a fatigue portion that you have to be aware of where your best goaltender isn't the number one.
And Bogdan Kozlovich, he wasn't
fine.
Out?
Yeah, he's fine. Okay. He'll be all right.
And sorry, just one more on Bob Cole, who's going to be calling the game tomorrow night. I know they're going to do a bit of a tribute to him here. So just your thoughts on what he's meant to maybe a whole generation of hockey fans and being such a distinguished voice.
Yeah. Such a big part of your life, right? Like Danny Gallivan for me would be where I would remember at the start, right? So we got, and I don't know why, which is funny with the laws, in the Sioux we had three channels. But for whatever reason, we rarely got the Leaf games, right? We got WKBD out of Detroit, and then we got all the Montreal Canadiens. So my dad was born in Montreal. We're watching those games, right? So the Canadiens drive was what hockey was, right, when you're that age. And then it shifts over, and for me, the next one would be Bob Cole, right? And that, I so clearly, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm in a restaurant in North Carolina, and I think it was in North Carolina. Anyway, they've got the games on, right? But they have both feeds. And they've got, I think this might have been in the glowing puck era, right? And then, and it's loud, man. It's going, right? And the entire building is right there listening to it. And there's me and two other Canadian guys sitting real close to our skiing because we got to listen to Bob Cole do the game. That's the way the game is called. It's part of how you grow up here, right? They actually call the play. And I prefer that, right? That's how I like to listen to the game. So those guys are part of that fabric of what the NHL is. It's not just the players. It's your fan experience sitting in front of your TV at home. And I had the same Saturday night, every Saturday night for years. My mom would make popcorn and we'd get like a half a glass of Coke. It'd be way too much butter on that thing to be selfish, to be healthy. My dad would lay in front of the TV and swear, right? Saturday night at home. Like, that was perfect. Bob Cole do the game. Danny Gallivan, Bob Cole. That is, it's the one thing that's important to remember. I think when you work in the NHL like you do, you think that's what it's about, coaches and players, right? And then you realize what the NHL is the fan experience at home. And Bob Cole is a brilliant part of a lot of people's lives, and he's going to be missed when he's gone. Mm-hmm.